Welcome to Fervent Prayer with Margaret Christine Mullings. Listen, today you would find me in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10. Hear what the Lord says to you, O house of Israel. This is what the Lord says. Do not learn the ways of the nations, or be terrified by signs in the sky. Though the nations are terrified by them, for the customs of the peoples are worthless. They cut a tree out of the forest, and a craftsman shapes it with his chisel. They adorn it with silver and gold. They fasten it with hammer and nails, so it will not totter. Like a scarecrow in a melon patch, idols cannot speak. They must be carried because they cannot walk. Do not fear them. They can do no harm, nor can they do any good. No one is like you, O Lord. You are great, and your name is mighty in power. Who should not revere you, O King of the nations? This is your due. Among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is no one like you. They are all senseless and foolish. They are taught by worthless wooden idols, hammered silvers brought from Tarshish, and gold from Ophaz. What the craftsman and goldsmith have made is then dressed in blue and purple, all made by skilled workers. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God, the eternal King. When he is angry, the earth trembles. The nations cannot endure his wrath. And there ends the reading, God's word this morning. And I ended at verse 10. However, in your leisure time, you can read the entire chapter of Jeremiah, chapter 10. And I know that the Lord is able to bless his word and give to us the understanding of his word. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before the mercy seat this morning, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come believing, we come standing on your word. For Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall stand. In the name of Jesus, Father. Oh God, my Father, in the name of Jesus, in this audience this morning, those who are under the sound of my voice, Father, some are at the point of giving up. Some have lost hope, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Some are depressed. Some are being oppressed. And many do not understand why they are experiencing such hardships and trials and so much suffering. But Father, your word says that all things work together for good to them that love you, Father, and them who are called according to your purpose. In the name of Jesus, Father, move by your spirit, move by your power right now. Envelop that one, Lord. Pray loving arms around that one who's depressed, oh God. Those who are being oppressed, in the name of Jesus, Father, I ask that you would send help right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, for the families who are in distress this morning, those who are in dire need this morning, those who are roaming the streets not knowing who they are, where they are this morning, in the name of Jesus, Father, that one who's bowed down this morning by the cares of this life, Father, go in the name of Jesus and then feel the warmth of your warm embrace this morning. In the name of Jesus, Father, manifest your restoring power this morning, in the name of Jesus, oh my Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for renewal. Pray for revival. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, that you restore the years that the cankerworm and the caterpillar had stolen, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, those who have suffered great tragedies this morning, I pray, Father, that you would cover those families this morning with your love. Oh, Father, that you would comfort them this morning in the name of Jesus, Father, for you are the God of all comfort. Only you and comfort, for there are no words to express, Father, in the name of Jesus, the sadness and the grief that is felt right now. Oh God, from those families who suffered such a great loss this morning, in the name of Jesus. Oh my Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the caregivers and the doctors, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the mentors, those who mentor, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, I pray for our leaders who don't have an easy task. I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll be their helper this morning, in the name of Jesus. Pray for the widows and the widowers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the orphans, the children who have no parents this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, you promised to be a father to the fatherless, in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus this morning. And Father, manifest your word like never before. Manifest your miracles. Manifest your healing power. Oh, my Father, perform your word spoken out of my mouth. Take away fear. Some are so fearful, even afraid of going outside, Father. Oh, in the name of Jesus, remove fear right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, remove doubt right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, for you said you had not given to us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, Father, bring soundness of mind right now. In the name of Jesus, to those who are troubled in mind this morning, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, cause your word to resonate in hearts this morning, Father, that you are with them. You promise that you will never leave them. You promise that you will never forsake them. You promise to be there. In the name of Jesus, Father, I declare this morning that the gates of hell shall not prevail against your plans and your purposes for those under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, renew strength, impart your strength right now, cover with your grace right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, for thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Before I leave you this morning, I just like to encourage you right where you are to persevere in prayer, to pray relentlessly, to pray consistently, to pray, because prayer will change your landscape. Yes, prayer will change everything in your life. Prayer. And listen, it is not that you feel like praying, because many times you don't feel like praying. Sometimes there's not even a prayer. But I challenge you right where you are to find that place, to go to that place, wherever that place is, whether it is walking, whether it is sitting, whether it is when you're all alone in a room, a particular room in your house, lying down on your bed even. Whatever your posture is, I encourage you to be consistent, to commune with God, to believe, to dare to believe on His word, and pray. Prayer really changes things. And I'd also, before I leave you, I'd like to encourage you to never neglect daily private prayer. Remember that God is present and God hears your prayers. He will answer your prayers. And never neglect daily private Bible reading. Do not neglect reading the Word of God, reading it consistently, reading it daily. Never let a day go by and you did not read the Word of God. And God will bring you, I'm speaking to me first, into that place where you would pray His word despite how you're feeling, and that despite the pain that you are going through right now, that you would pray His word and believe His word and trust Him. See that you would see God higher than your pain and disappointment, hurt, and sickness. God will take the sickness away. God will heal you. So I encourage you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And so with that, I leave you. And until our next time of prayer, on fervent prayer. Yes, fervent prayer. Do not give up. Don't lose hope. God got you. Blessings. Thanks for tuning in.